One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
John's description of this wisdom is, you go to third epistle of St. John. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 3. I want you to follow carefully. Into verse 4, actually, but let's go. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. The truth that is in thee. He's talking about Gaius. Even as thou walkest in the truth. You see, this is practical wisdom, walking in the truth. See, we said wisdom, insights into reality. And that insight into reality is Sophia. That's wisdom, insight into reality. But practical wisdom is walking in the truth. Walking in the reality. So John is breaking down for you the meaning of phronesis. The wisdom of the just. I want you to look at verse 4. Verse 4 is so beautiful. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. In other words, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in phronesis. Wisdom is so important. So important. You're gonna have to appreciate wisdom in a new light. This month, let me show you something in the Bible. Word tells us in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, when you go to verse 52, about Jesus. See what the Bible says. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, the previous verses tell us a story about Jesus when he was a little boy, okay, just growing up, and how that he was on a certain occasion in the temple. The parents had been looking for him, and then only to find he was in the temple and is asking and answering questions. He was with the elders, and he spoke with tremendous wisdom. No surprise at him. And then the parents came and they said, we've been looking for you. And he says, how come you're looking for me? Didn't you know I'll be in my father's house? Then he followed them home. Okay. And then the Bible tells us here, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. In other words, he was growing, physically growing from being a little boy, he's growing. And as he grew, he also increased in wisdom. How many people actually increase in wisdom as they grow? Sometimes you find a 16-year-old boy behaving like a 10-year-old. Sometimes you find a 60-year-old man talking like he's 22. It's His wisdom never increased. He's carried along his foolishness. And you know, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. It takes a rod of correction and drive it away from him. Maybe nobody helped him. Maybe nobody corrected him. And he grew up with his foolishness. Oh, I've been there listening to adults talk foolishness. And some don't even know that they're talking foolishness. They don't have the wisdom enough to know. This month, I want to think differently. Think differently. And something else that happens to many, that even after they become Christians, sometimes even as preachers, ministers, they corrupt their wisdom. And this is a tragedy. The tragedy. I'll show you in the scripture in a second. Because you have to be warned. You have to be, somebody's got to talk to you from the Word of God. Let me show you first in scripture, the Bible says. Now you can go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 28. And I'd like to read from verse 14 so you can have the right context. Here, God speaking through the prophet Ezekiel, and he's addressing Satan. He says, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I've set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." What's iniquity? Iniquity is wickedness, darkness. Injustice, gross injustice. You know, there are different kinds of sins. They're classified in the Word of God. So, when you see a term like this in the Bible, it's good to understand what it's referring to. This, in the King James, uses the right word to describe what it's saying, iniquity, objectionable behavior. So, something objectionable was found in Satan. In this anointed cherub who was Lucifer, son of the morning, before he became a devil. See? It says, "Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till objectionable behavior was found in you." Why did that happen? Because, you see, he was anointed. And by the anointing, he had the power to do what he chose to do. He was anointed. He could do what he chose to do. He chose to do what was wrong. And so watch what follows. Verse 16. "By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence." Now, some of this part of it requires a lot of explanation. You may not understand this if I don't go into it. So let me skip that for you. You want to read it on your own, do that later. But go to verse 17. Hear the key verse. thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. He was so beautiful. It says all the precious stones, the most precious stones, were used as his decor, his covering when God created him. It was the most beautiful thing. And he knew it. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. That means by reason of your splendor. Of so much splendor, he corrupted his wisdom because of his splendor. See that? Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. I said you can corrupt your wisdom. You can be someone that is reputed for wisdom and you can corrupt it. That your wisdom becomes abominable to God because it's corrupted. You are a Christian. So Christ has made wisdom unto you, but you keep telling lies. Telling lies, that corrupts your wisdom. What does it mean for wisdom to be corrupted? It means the wisdom that is working through you is going to get you into trouble. Why? Because it's corrupted. It's not trustworthy. It's not trustworthy. See that? The wisdom that comes from you is not trustworthy. That means your counsel should not be followed. It means others should be careful about listening to you because your wisdom is corrupted.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.